This is an executive summary of proposed 1031 exchange caps and limits, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. As proposals to modify the 1031 exchange surface periodically, it's worth understanding the specific caps and limits that have been proposed, even though none has become law as of 2026. The most prominent is a proposed cap on the gain that could be deferred, limiting deferral to $500,000 per taxpayer, $1 million for married couples. Other concepts have included limits on how often the exchange can be used. Understanding these proposals, what they are, how a cap would mechanically work, who would be affected, and how to plan around potential limits, helps investors think clearly about the policy risk without overreacting. As with any policy matter, the situation can change, and investors should consult current authoritative sources and their advisors. This guide examines the proposed caps and limits and what they might mean for investors, with the important caveat that these are proposals, not current law. Several proposals to limit the 1031 exchange have circulated in policy discussions and budget proposals in recent years, though it's essential to note at the outset that none has been enacted as of 2026, they remain proposals. The most prominent and concrete is a cap on deferrable gain, the $500,000 cap, discussed in detail below. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.